This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron said on Monday the Gaza conflict won't end until all the Israeli hostages are released.
It does seem to me there is now, you know, let's be frank, a pretty generous offer of sustained 40-day ceasefire, the release of potentially thousands of Palestinian prisoners.
Cameron speaking at a World Economic Forum special meeting in Riyadh. Hamas negotiators were expected to meet Qatari and Egyptian mediators in Cairo on Monday to deliver a response to the phased truce proposal which Israel presented over the weekend. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Demonstrations roil U.S. campuses ahead of graduations as protesters spar over the Israel-Gaza conflict. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
UCLA, where activists clashed Sunday. At Columbia University, an encampment sits on the lawn where graduation will take place. Maj is with National Students for Justice in Palestine.
If Columbia wants to have a peaceful graduation, then there has to be some form of like meeting halfway with the students.
Students are demanding their universities cut financial ties with Israel over the large-scale operation in Gaza. Columbia alum Daria Lisa Chevalier.
They've met these demands before with regards to South African apartheid divestment.
Columbia officials say they won't bring police back in after arrests were made early in the encampment. Julie Walker, New York.
Israeli airstrikes killed at least 40 Palestinians on Monday. More than half of the dead in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where bombs hit three houses, medics said, as Hamas leaders arrived in Cairo for the new round of truce talks. This is VOA News. The U.S. is appealing to all countries, including the United Arab Emirates, to stop support for Sudan's warring parties. The U.S. envoy to the United Nations said on Monday, warning a crisis of epic proportions is brewing. War erupted in Sudan 1 year ago between the Sudanese army and paramilitary rapid support forces, creating the world's largest displacement crisis. The UN has voiced concern in recent days about a possible imminent RSF attack in Sudan's North Darfur region. Police have said at least 42 people have died in central Kenya, bringing the death toll in heavy rains and flooding since last month to over 140. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Government figures show that more than 185,000 have been displaced. Dozens more have been killed and hundreds of thousands displaced by intense downpours in other East African countries, including Tanzania and Burundi. The floods have also caused widespread damage to infrastructure such as roads and bridges. A Kenyan government spokesperson said hydroelectric dams were filled to capacity, which could lead to a massive overflow downstream. On Monday, the education ministry postponed the start of a new school term by a week.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Spain's prime minister said on Monday he had decided to stay in office. Pedro Sanchez, that is, after days of publicly weighing his future. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
The furore over his future had caused turmoil in Spanish politics, where a fractious parliament has struggled to form coalition government after close elections. A resignation would have forced a new vote. That would have been the fourth in 5 years. The decision to stay generated intense relief among Sanchez followers, but drew fierce mockery from opponents. Residents in Madrid were irritated by the drama, even if they were happy Sanchez stayed. Analysts say the impact of the five-day drama may be limited because Spain's political landscape is already so polarized.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. At least 23 people died and more than a dozen were injured when a bus plunged into a ravine from a mountain road in northern Peru, local authorities said on Monday. An official said the incident late on Sunday happened on a potholed dirt road, and the bus fell into an abyss some 200 meters deep. The bus with more than 50 passengers ended up on the edge of a river, and some of those on board were swept away by the water, another municipal official said. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.